I'm Jeff Booth, and this is the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, these are difficult times. I've never seen Los Angeles like this. Everything's shut down. And for now, we're shutting things down, too. This will be the last Jeff Booth Show for a while. I don't know when we will come back. Normally, we have an April hiatus we have every year. So we're shutting down a little early for that. Hopefully we will come back on May 1st. But I don't know. Right? This is unprecedented. We've never faced anything like this. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know that a lot of people are going to die. We do know that economies around the world, including our own, are probably going to be shattered in ways we have never experienced before. The one thing we do know is that we're not at the end or the middle of this, we're at the beginning. Things are going to get worse. Now I need to focus on my family, on protecting us, and making sure we're safe. Anything else beyond that just doesn't seem that important anymore. This has always been a science-focused show. We've got our Sex Science Sunday segments. And science will save us if we listen to it. But right now we've got people all over the country ignoring science. And that's what I can't really do. I can't follow the news as closely as I normally do to get the information I need for this show. I can't deal with it. It's too heartbreaking. It's too distressing. I don't want to have to do Faith Friday segments where I cover the same basic thing over and over, how extremist churches are telling their followers, Joe, show up to church. This whole thing is a test of your faith. A lot of those people are going to die. We have a federal government that, by and large, doesn't believe in science. I was going to do a sex science segment about more of the people at the very top who actually have contempt for science. They put their trust in faith. Even the president's telling us, well, we had a national day of prayer. But you can't pray away a pandemic. Science or die. And I'm not quite sure what path the United States is on, because pretty much everyone at the top of our government doesn't really care that much for science. The supposedly greatest, most powerful country in the world was completely unprepared for this pandemic. And maybe that's a wrong way to put it. Our country was not unprepared. This administration was unprepared. In fact, instead of being prepared, they did the opposite. They got rid of the things that would have protected us. And now we're in really bad shape. In fact, in the developed world, we're in the worst shape of just about any country other than Italy, which is about 2 weeks ahead of us on this. And the scary part is that we're not as well prepared as they were. This whole thing is overwhelming. I'm not prepared for it psychologically. But the one thing we know is it's going to be bad. And it's going to be worse than it needs to be because we have the absolute worst president possible for a crisis like this. And America's already was teetering on the brink. We were moving away from democracy to more of an authoritarian form of government. That's not changed. And the things that we're going to have to do to keep people safe are economically unsustainable. I have no idea. My wife's an MBA. She can tell me this is bad. This is really, really super-duper-dy bad. And already worse than it needs to be because it has been so bungled by our president. Many of his followers still believe his earlier pronouncements that this is all a hoax, and they are acting accordingly, making things worse. More people will die because of that. In the midst of this ongoing catastrophe, I just can't keep on top of it. Now, we also had a hiatus after Trump was elected, because I knew it would be horrible, and I just couldn't do it. And it was horrible, and I'm glad we took that hiatus then. Now it's so much worse, thanks to the same man. The rest of this year will shape America forever. What kind of future leadership will we have? What will be left as we emerge from this crisis? I don't know. It's scary. Maybe the scariest time in America, in American history. Even in the Civil War, we were fighting an enemy we could see. An enemy we understood. That's not so in this case. We have two enemies right now. working to destroy our nation, the current president of the United States, and this pandemic. Never before have I so feared for the future of my country. So, do what you need to do. Take care of the people you love. Make sure everybody's safe. Sometimes that means not being around the people you love. This is horrific. We will come out of it at one point. We just have no idea when that will be. So, until things stabilize at least a little bit, I'm going to sit the show out for a while. I look forward to coming back, hopefully with some hope for the future. Right now, all I can do is try to keep myself from despair. And thank God we live in an era where we are able to keep in touch with the people we care about without having to actually be with them, because that's our future for a while. So, until we come back, seriously, take care of yourself.